The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for joining us. I hope it's a beautiful day for you guys. Okay, we got a lot to talk about here. Apparently, depending on your blood type, you may be more at risk for memory loss. We're also going to talk about how living near fracking or natural gas wells is bad for your health. Eating fish could maybe help hearing loss. And apparently doctors are still prescribing too many medications. And I know. You hear you guys can't get into the doctor, you can't get your medications. And there's articles saying that we're still writing too many. You're like, can I just get a couple of them before you tell doctors to stop? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, blood types. You know, we've talked about blood types. We've talked about why people have blood types. And I think I'm blood type B. Some of you guys are AB. Some of you are blood type A. Some of you are blood type O. Well, this was a very interesting study. They said people with type AB blood, which is about only 4% of you, appear more likely to develop thinking and memory problems more than other groups. The study was published in the Journal of Neurology. And I guess this builds on previous research showing blood type and if it could influence heart risk. Apparently, the study wanted to, you know, see if you had certain, let's say, antigens on your blood, which is how blood types happen, blood types occur, if that would mean something in terms of your health, longevity, etc. All right. The team led by Dr. Mary Cushman, University of Vermont College of Medicine in Burlington, analyzed data of about 30,000 U.S. citizens age 45 and above. It identified 495 patients who had developed thinking and memory problems or cognitive impairment during the three-year study. They compared these to 587 people with no cognitive issues at all. People with AB blood type made up 6% of the group, or 6% of the group who developed the cognitive impairment, which is higher than the 4% found in the general population, and they were 82% more likely to have difficulties with day-to-day memory, language, and attention, which could signal the onset of dementia. Now, again, it didn't look at the risk of dementia, and this has been reported by BBC News, and that is a small percentage. I don't even know how statistically significant 6% is compared to 4%, but it is interesting. The study supported the idea that having a certain blood group like O may give a lower risk of cardiovascular disease, which in turn protects the brain. All right, blood type O. So blood type O, you seem to have less risk for heart disease, then you'll have less issues to the brain, so then that could be why a blood type O then has less memory issues. You see how they're really trying to pull at straws here on this one. Dr. Cushman said, our study looks at blood type and risk of cognitive impairment, but several studies have shown that factors such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes increase the risk of cognitive impairment and dementia. Blood type is also related to other vascular conditions like stroke. So they're looking at those. Now, you can't change your blood type. This is one of these studies where, you know, you're like, okay, well, what are we supposed to do with this? I'm a blood type B. Right, or if you are blood type AB, what are you supposed to do? Well, right, one is, it's not a bad thing to know your blood type, because that's really one of the most exciting now segments of medicine and medical research. You know, does your blood type mean anything? If you're blood type B or blood type A or blood type O, eating by your blood type. All right. Personally, I think it's cool. I love the idea of us looking at what makes us different, what makes us tick. I can't stand that we treat all patients the same, whereas some people may have a different constitution to them. That's why I think homeopathy is so cool, because when you look at homeopathy, they look at people as a constitution. You could be of completely different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different genders, different ages, and be more alike because of things that happen to you, all right, or the way you process things, than people who are really, really close in constitution to each other in terms of age and ethnicity, etc. And by constitution, they look at, like, let's say you get up in the morning and you always have to poop. You know, I just always poop when I get up in the morning. Or somebody else will say, you know, I never poop until I eat, and then I have to immediately poop after I eat. That's a part of it. You know, I get headaches when I do this. I like the taste of this. So when you see that people have very similar phenotypes or very similar experiences or behaviors, that can make them a lot more related. So now they're looking at blood types. Okay, well, what are the blood types? And the blood groups. Okay, we got the A and B blood groups. Right? And they have these different antigens. And these antigens on them are on the surface of the red blood cells. This isn't controlled by DNA. Now, the antigens develop because you got this precursor, this H substance. And you have this H substance for A, B, O, etc. Type A, you have the N-acetylgalactosamine. You know, I guess it places N-acetylgalactosamine by the enzyme type A transferase to the H substance. B results from the attachment of galactose to H by type B transferase. So these are all these things I learned back in chem phys and whatever. Now, O, I believe, is like a mutation that happens. And it seems to be a pretty good one because you're a universal donor. You are able to give blood to anybody because you don't have the antigens on you. All right, you have this mutation that destroys the ability of that type A transferase enzyme to attach that N-acetylgalactosamine to the H substance, which means you don't get the antigens on that blood cell like an A and a B does. So you, whenever you have an antigen, so like for example, if you give type A blood to type B can't recognize that type A antigen, it'll fight the blood, you'll have this big, huge immune response, and you can go through this big, huge reaction. Same thing with giving B to A. Now, with your genetic makeup from mom and dad, you could have AA, BB, AB, AO, BO, you could have BO or OO. OO are the ones that are the type O blood, because if you have an O and an A, you're going to be A. Whoever has the antigen wins. You understand that? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you a while back had asked me about personality types. You know, they talk about medical issues with your blood type. What about personality? I don't know. I remember reading somewhere, I had to search it up, that I guess they said type Bs are a lot like, you know, me. Very kind of giggly, cheerful, but we're supposed to be focused. Type A blood type is supposed to be like type A personality. I don't know where the science is with all this, but I'm just telling you. Type A is supposed to be more anxious. AB blood types are supposed to be more unpredictable. Type O, stubborn. outgoing but stubborn, you know, and you're like, really, really does that, you know, but, you know, they've been studying blood types for, forever, Nazi Germany. They thought that the Aryan race was supposed to be type blood A, and other races that weren't were inferior. You know, a lot of Jews were type B, all right, inferior. Christians who were type B, a lot of people got killed. Not that they based it on that. They, you know, based it on other things. There was supposed to be a study out, I believe, talking about malaria. And people, I believe, who had type O were less likely, to, of course, to get heart disease because they had this ADAMTS7 gene that I believe that caused them to have less risk, even though a type O person could still have a heart attack. But there was also supposed to be, I think, malaria. They were at less risk of dying of malaria if you had type O. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there is something there. Okay? You have these different antigens on your blood type. There should be something there. Now, what about the eat by the blood type? I'll quickly review what that was all about. All right? What type of foods are you supposed to eat by your blood type? I loved the idea in theory. You know, I really, really do. All right, because it, again, is individualizing a person. But then again, I mean, do we really have a lot of science? Do we know? Well, Dr. Diamo is the one that came up with the eat by your blood type diet. Naturopath, Peter J. Adamo. And very, very exciting book. A lot of people have quoted it to me. So, like, let's say you're type O blood. All right. They say type O blood, he recommends a high protein diet, heavy on lean meat, poultry, fish, vegetables, but light on grains, beans, and dairy. Careful with the beans. Diadamo also recommends various supplements if you have some abdominal issues. All right. They see, he says type O people tend to have a lot of irritable bowel type issues. Now, type A, they recommend a meat-free based diet, more fruits and vegetables. Beans again, legumes, whole grains, and ideally organic and fresh. People with type A blood have a sensitive immune system. He says for people with type B blood, avoid corn, wheat, buckwheat, lentils, tomatoes, peanuts, sesame seeds. No problem there. Chicken is also problematic. Wait, all I do is eat chicken. What? Diadamo says he encourages eating green vegetables, eggs, certain meats, and low-fat dairy. I think some of the meats he had recommended, I read it, was like venison and some of the weird expensive stuff I couldn't purchase. And then type AB blood. All right? He says to focus on tofu. You guys have to eat tofu. Suckers. All right. Type AB blood. You got to eat tofu. You got to eat seafood. Oh, man. You guys are screwed. Dairy and green vegetables. Oh, man. I am so glad I'm not type AB. Wow. All right. He says people with type AB blood tend to have low stomach acid. You need to avoid caffeine, alcohol, and smoked and cured meats. So I think I'm lucky being type B. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Good. Yeah, I know. AB suckers. So, you know, what I would recommend is let's go back to that original study. Does type AB blood mean you're going to be more at risk for dementia? No, it did not look at dementia per se. But they did find in a group of people with memory problems that we saw more when it came to people who had AB blood. Okay? That's it. All right? All good. Okay, now, you AB bloods are going to be happy about this study. Eating fish may help prevent hearing loss in women. That's so funny. You guys have to eat fish and tofu. Oh, man, you can't do nothing about it. Can't change the blood type, nothing. Nope, nothing you can do. Got to eat the tofu. I got to tell you, I can eat tofu when I don't know it's tofu. You know, some of these Chinese restaurants, you could go in there, the fancy ones, and not super fancy, and you order a dish, and, like, I'll mix up my chicken chow mein or something with the tofu chow mein. And halfway into eating it, I'll realize it's tofu. That's the best way for me to get tofu in my body. Other than that, no. But, look, I don't need any more soy or estrogen. Do I sound like I need more estrogen? Do I? I don't need more estrogen. Anyway, eating fish may help prevent hearing loss in women, huh? Fish. Consumption of two or more servings of fish per week may reduce the risk of hearing loss in women. Acquired hearing loss is prevalent. I'm hard of hearing. I am so overdue for a hearing aid. I just don't want to wear it because I'm too vain. According to Sharon Kerham of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, who led the study, they said this new study was published online in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, explaining the associations between consumption of total and specific types of fish. Boy, they're making this boring. Long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids called PUFAs, and self-reported hearing loss in women. Of the 65,000 women who were followed from 1991 to 2009, I'm surprised none of them backhanded any of these guys following them, 11,600 cases of incident hearing loss were reported. Oh, that's probably because they didn't hear anybody follow them. When compared with women who rarely consumed fish, that's me! Women who consumed two or more servings of fish per week had a 20% lower risk of hearing loss. When examined individually, higher consumption of each specific fish type was inversely associated with risk. Oh, man, it's still getting technical. Higher intake of long-chain omega-3 PUFAs were also inversely associated with the risk of hearing loss. All right, so basically they say you got to eat your tuna, your dark fish, your light fish, your shellfish. It was all associated with lower risk. White fish, blue fish, green fish, mama fish. Anyway, monkfish I'm kind of liking. I like the fish that I like the fish that has some kind of like a steak to it. I don't want something just completely falling apart. I like to stick my fork in a piece of salmon and be able to have the salmon sit on that fork. Right? Monkfish does that. Orange roughy could do it, but it's very thin. Ono. I like Ono. Ono is really good. I go to Hawaii every once in a while, and I'll go to Bubba Gump's, and I'm like, get me some Ono. And then you got the Ono, and then you got the butter sauce and all that. So, I mean, I can eat some fish. I could force it down me. Hearing loss. Why? I don't know. My take on it is, we know that fish is healthy. We know these polyunsaturated fats are the good ones. You don't want the unsaturated fats. You want the polyunsaturated fats. All right? We want better blood flow. We want, our omega-3s. And these are things that do good things to us. So if you eat fish, you eat. Now, I wonder, you know what they should do is they should probably look at, people that mainly eat fish, like in the Far East, and test their hearing compared to Americans. Although they may not be listening to music like we do. I mean, if they all don't listen to the iPads and have the earbuds like we all do, that could be an issue. I don't know. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we talked about weight gain earlier in the first hour with that new diet pill that was approved of by the FDA. And we were talking about how just a little tiny bit of weight gain could increase your blood pressure. Now, according to the NHS, lots and lots of people have high blood pressure, and, this is a study coming out of England. But they looked at just a small amount could be significant. They did a 24-hour monitor, and they tested the blood pressure levels of 16 healthy individuals between 18 and 24 over a period of 8 weeks. Each participant was fed between 400 and 1,200 extra calories each day in the form of chocolate, energy drinks, or ice cream. Yum! In an attempt to increase their weight by 5%. I could just look at the chocolate and gain the weight. At the end of this period, they retested the blood pressure, and they found that 16 participants in the study had an average pressure increase from 114 to 118 just by gaining 5 pounds. Now, I'm not saying if you're going to lose 5 pounds, you're going to lose 4 points with your blood pressure, but you have a lot more control than you think on some of the bodily functions. And I had urged in the first hour, for those of you with high blood pressure, diabetes, etc., try losing 5 pounds in the next month and then rechecking all your numbers and see what happens. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, you can follow us also by listening to our iPhone app. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Listen to those anytime. You could catch a lot of good information we give you. I try to teach you guys a lot. I know a lot of times I talk about minutia, but honestly, I really do work hard trying to teach you guys something. Come on, you learn something, don't you? Yeah. Now, I mean, you learn a lot about me. okay? You know, I do talk a lot about myself. I talk a lot about my medical issues, which are always very entertaining. You know, it's always nice to know that the doctor you're listening to seems to have the same issues that you possibly have, right? Like saggy breasts, hemorrhoids. You know, it helps to know, okay? Now, here's a story that doesn't help. It doesn't help at all with the whole Ebola issue that we're dealing with. Now there's a second Ebola outbreak that's supposed to be unrelated to the first. The World Health Organization says an Ebola outbreak in Congo is thought to have already killed 35 people, and 60 people thus far have been sickened by it. Congo... We're back. Sorry, looks like a little power outage. All right, so we're back here. So the Congo is where, I believe, the first Ebola happened, the first Ebola outbreak happened. And so there's been some periodic little Ebola outbreaks and little flare-ups over the years. It's not supposed to be right now as scary as what is going on in West Africa, where we've already had 2,200 people die, almost 2,300 people die. However, it is extremely concerning. Anytime anybody is dying from any virus, etc., you know, whoa. And especially when we're talking about Ebola. And we don't need more areas and more croppings up of this when we can barely contain what's going on in West Africa now. The UN Health Agency said Thursday that the Congo outbreak is concentrated in one county. And all of the 62 people right now believed to have contracted Ebola so far have been linked to the one initial case. So that's how they could tell it wasn't from the other one, because they could, you know, genotype these things and serotype them and know where the virus is coming from. It said isolation units have already been set up in each of the four affected villages in a remote area of the Central African country's northwest. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But we do have another little focus of this Ebola that we have to watch extremely carefully. It's football season, and we are watching football very diligently, aren't we? Boy, we love our football. Well, British researchers are recommending a breathalyzer test now that could lead to easier concussion detections. You know, when it comes to our men and boys and girls and people playing football, you know, you don't realize how much they're putting their health at risk. You know, we love football. We've all played it in some way or another, whether it's flag football, powder puff football. I don't remember what the girly football was. But we, you know, it's a game that, as we Americans, is one of our favorites. In other countries, you know, soccer or their football is a lot more their favorite. But for us, this North American football is, I mean, right now we're in football season, and man, I am like a happy girl. I am going to be happy until February. Easy. Nothing's going to get me down. Yeah, we got Christmas and Halloween and all that other stuff, but when it comes to this. And so, you know, scientists are currently testing to see if a chemical is released into the bloodstream when the brain is injured, and to see if you could actually catch that chemical on an injured person's breath. See? So they say the biochemical compounds from the brain can be measured by a number of different fluids, saliva, breath, etc. And so if the technology could be perfected, a concussion could then possibly be potentially diagnosed within 5 to 10 minutes of injury. Now, the big problem we have with our kids and our players is they go back out on the field too soon. So, you know, we have a concussion. We look at them. We go, okay, all right, are they ready? We do some tests. We check them neurologically. And you know, a lot of times people with concussions can look absolutely fine the first few minutes. So you're looking at them and you're like, okay, well, they look good, you know. But remember, they had bruising to the brain. They had these contusion, these coup injuries, and these counter-coup injuries where the brain bangs back and forth on the inside of the skull. And if that's the case, you want to be able to tell if there's actual brain injury. If there is brain injury, you want to sit them out of the game, sometimes sit them out for a week, sometimes sit them out for a season. So the scientists have thus far discovered three chemicals which are released in the bloodstream when the brain receives injury. The molecules make their way into the lungs, and a trace can be detected in the breath. All right? One of the football, there was a rugby, I believe, high school match, and somebody had died after suffering two head injuries, and then another 14-year-old died somewhere in Ireland after having a head injury. We watch our kids closely, and many of them, you know, when you know, you ever hit your head, if you've ever had a concussion, everybody asks you, are you good? You say, yeah. You say yes a lot. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah. But you're in a daze. All right? You need to sit the game out, okay? Yeah, a lot of us get head injuries, whatever. It takes a real good coach, a real good on-site doctor, a real good team doctor, team nurse, et cetera, to keep an eye on these kids. And it's, you know, so that'll be kind of cool. If they're able to make that happen, I'm going to be pretty excited. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so now they're saying there's a report that too many antibiotics are being reported. Are being prescribed. So we doctors now are doing another bad job. I love these stories, right, where they're ripping on the doctors. They're saying doctors in many U.S. hospitals are unnecessarily prescribing multiple antibiotics for several days when just one day could do the job. This is kind of interesting. Now, how many of us do we take an antibiotic for what? 7 days, 10 days, what the doctor says. Now, many of us cheat and we'll take the antibiotic for one day. We'll feel better and we'll stop taking the rest of the antibiotic. Now, we get yelled at. Don't we get yelled at? Oh, you're going to cause antibiotic resistance. You shouldn't be doing that. You should be taking the medicine completely till the whole, you know, all the antibiotics and all the medicines get used up. But we have had some antibiotics, like the Z-Max, et cetera, penicillin shots, where it's supposed to be one shot does the trick. And people like that. People like getting their medicines easy. They like getting there one day, and they like being done. We used to do that in the olden days, just give you a shot of penicillin. We started to stop that because insurance wouldn't pay. The shots were expensive. Many times one shot didn't do it. A lot of people would be allergic to the shot, right? You know, we have a lot of people allergic to penicillin. But they were allergic because they got the big, huge shots. You know, or we were supposed to put you on for medicine for 7 days anyway. So why make you pay for a shot when we have to give you the 7 days anyway? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64, promo code GCN. 877-642-64, promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I-A. L-I. All right. Many of you have asked me, if you have a sore throat or a cough, what is the best antibiotic? You want to know what antibiotic you should get because your doctor will give you one. You don't recognize the name. Sometimes you have a reaction to it, and you want to ask for your antibiotic. I really don't want you guys to because, you know, a lot of you come in going, I want a Z-Pack, and the last thing we need is more people coming in saying this is what they want. However, I have no problem with you guys being educated on the antibiotics out there and what works and what doesn't and what are some good choices. So I think it's a good topic. I really do. Now, this study talking about doctors are prescribing too many antibiotics, it really looked at hospitals and what was happening with the IV antibiotics. Apparently, the study looked at more than 350 hospitals between the period of 2008-2011, and they looked at after 2 days of people being on IV, you know, they were still given multiple IV antibiotics. All right, why are we doing multiple antibiotics together? Now, they say one problem is, well, there's just so many, and a lot of times doctors don't have time to find out what the disease is, so they just start prescribing, or they double cover, etc. This is something that's very, very important, okay? When I was in medical school, you learned that you need to figure out what the bacteria is. You figure out what the bacteria is, and then you write the antibiotic for that bacteria. If it ends up being a virus, if the bronchitis is from a virus, then what you do is you don't give an antibiotic. You save that antibiotic because a virus should go away on its own. So we're in medical school going, great. Okay, for streptococcal infections, you could use a penicillin, so like strep throat. Penicillin's great for mycoplasma pneumonia or some of these atypical pneumonias. You could use something like the aminoglycosides or your family of gentamicin, erythromycin, clarithromycin. Myosin family for other types of diseases like UTIs, bladder infections, things below the waist. Sometimes you could use the floxins, E. coli, salmonella, etc. So what you would do is you would get a culture. You would wait for the culture to grow. The culture would come back, tell us what the bacteria was, and we pick the antibiotic. Now, how long does it take for a culture to come back? Many times 48 to 72 hours. Now, how long can an average person wait, all right, until they start to either have worsening pneumonia or worsening infection or sepsis, etc.? So when I was in training, you start somebody on an antibiotic, you take your best guess as to what's going on. So, for example, a patient with HIV comes in with pneumonia. Yeah, there's other types of pneumonia, pneumocystis carinii, and, you know, other types of pneumonia that an HIV patient can have, but the number one pneumonia an HIV patient could have is the same pneumonia you and I could have that don't have HIV, strep pneumonia. So you treat them and make sure you're covering streptococcus, that type of bacteria. Then you get some sputum cultures, you have them cough at some cultures, you send that to the lab, you grow it, etc. A couple days later, if it goes, wow, this is actually MRSA, MRSA, the penicillin or augmentin you gave him isn't going to work, you switch the antibiotic. So, you know, they're right. We're starting people on antibiotics before the cultures. All right, but imagine if we didn't, okay? If you withhold a treatment because you are waiting for a lab result and that person gets worse, you, the hospital, the patient, everybody's a goner when it comes to that, including lawsuits. So, no. You know, or you'll have patients that'll look at a weird, or doctors that'll look at a weird rash and go, I don't know what the heck this is. But to be on the safe side, I'm going to cover you for this, and I'm going to cover you for this. And that's what we do. It's, I'm going to cover you. I'm going to cover myself. I'm going to cover you. Everybody's going to be covered. And that's also what patients expect. Many patients don't want to wait. Now, I'll ask them. People come in with a vaginal infection. And they'll be like, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know what I have. You know, and you're looking. It's really not yeast. Really doesn't seem to look like Gardnerella. I'm like, look, let me take some cultures. Does it look like an STD? If I thought it was an STD, I'd treat them right away. I go, let's get some cultures and find out what this is. Sometimes it's lactobacillus. Sometimes it's strep. There's different treatments for those things. So sometimes if the person is not, it's not life-threatening, yeah, they could wait a couple days. But a lot of doctors don't do that. A lot of patients don't want that. They want to be treated here and now. So let's say you have an infection, your kid has an infection. You want to know what antibiotics should you be given for what. Now, luckily, a lot of these antibiotics overlap in what they could do and what they could cover. All right? So, like, for example, strep throat. A lot of medicine out there could cover strep throat. Okay? I've treated strep throats with amoxicillin, Augmentin, the cephalosporin family, like Omnicep, C-Clor. I've used Bactrim for people who were allergic to penicillin. I've used Zithromax. There's a lot of medications that could cover for that. Let's say you have COPD. And you have, you're a smoker. And you have exacerbations of your COPD, your chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Alright, a lot of times you could be, infected with viruses, streptococcal pneumonia, Haemophilus influenza, Moraxella catarrhalis. These are bacteria that are very, very common. And what's the first choice? Believe it or not, amoxicillin. And then doxycycline. Now, there was a study saying Z-Packs are great for COPDers. They are, but there's too much resistance now with them. But amoxicillin is still, and they're even recommending sometimes just for 3 to 5 days. What about whooping cough? Whooping cough, Bordetella pertussis, we use that because of the atypical aspect of it. We use Zithromax, erythromycin for pertussis. All right? Pneumonia, it depends on the pneumonia. Okay? A lot of times the amoxicillin, Augmentin can do the trick. Doxycycline, ruxithromycin, you know, there's a lot of medicines out there, but the amoxicillin or Augmentin, a lot of times we use first line for a lot of pneumonias. Why? Because it's streptococcal. Even though many of you will say, but I had pneumonia, my doctor gave me a Z-Pak. That is an alternative. It is something that you could be on, the Zithromax or erythromycin. I had pneumonia when I was in medical school. They gave me erythromycin. It made me really nauseated. I didn't want to eat for a week, but damn, you know, it worked. What about ear infections? Okay, well, let's say you have, you know, ear infections from the outside, otitis externa. There's certain drops that do really, really well, like in the Cipro family, etc. For kids, a lot of times we like to use the corticosporin drops, otitis media, an inner ear infection, amoxicillin, still. Sometimes the Bactrim works as well. Pharyngitis, we use a lot of amoxicillin, penicillin. So you see the gist here? Penicillin is considered now old school. Amoxicillin, those antibiotics are considered old school, and they're not supposed to be. Some of them are very, very powerful, and they work. You know, we had to treat a neurosyphilis patient when I was studying at UCLA, and he was allergic to penicillin. So we put him in the ICU, and we gave him IV penicillin, and we had him protected for anaphylaxis because penicillin was the only thing that he could take, that even though he was allergic to it, to treat his neurosyphilis. You know, we really underestimate a lot of these antibiotics. Now, conjunctivitis. You know, a lot of times conjunctivitis, you know, pink eye is viral. Most of the time, you don't have to treat it with drops. However, you could have streptococcal pneumonia, Haemophilus influenza, Staphylococcus aureus. So then we do give eye drops for that. Skin infections. Skin infections, if somebody has a bite or an infection or cellulitis, my favorite is amoxicillin or I sometimes use Levaquin, but I really like Keflex. Keflex is a cephalosporin. It works really, really well, and it's cheap. You got to take it 4 times a day, but they really do well. But a lot of the cephalosporins do really, really well with skin infections. However, let's say you have MRSA, the nasty staph that's allergic to certain antibiotics. Then if that's the case, a lot of times we have to go to Bactrim. I know there's tons of other things, but like bladder infections, tons of things you could take. You could take a cephalosporin like Keflex. You could take Bactrim, Macrobid, the floxins like Cipro. There's a lot of things. So definitely talk to your doctor about choices. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.